less hearts than the Chewbacca mom, Bobby Bryan.
Bob and Brian.
I found the show I was looking for. It premiered last night.
Good morning.
It's called Migrations.
Oh. Those are the people walking
across the Serengeti in Africa.
Right. You know, it doesn't sound that exciting just walking across the Serengeti, but what do I know? I've never walked across the Serengeti. And I always, whenever
it doesn't have, it doesn't have completely to do with walking across the Serengeti. It's about people, you know. It's survivor without the money and the tribes and the little games. It's how people
interact with
each
other. I thought that was called
Naked
and Afraid.
Well, okay, it's that too, except they have clothes. And there's 20 people.
Or Survivor Man.
Or there were 20 people. So, you know, they got 20 people, all because they had some specialty that might help, you know, with the group get across the Serengeti.
So you couldn't just
Serengeti plane.
You couldn't just sign up and say, "Yeah, I'm a good walker. I'd like to walk."
They had a primitive skills instructor, animal behaviorist, extreme sports instructor who was an amputee, both legs below the knee.
Wow. Does he have the blades?
No, he had regular shoe looking.
Okay.
Dairy farmer. Because
we all know they bring nothing to the party.
His experience with large animals.
Okay.
There's large hooved animals out in the, you know.
Yeah.
Navy SEAL, paratrooper, survival expert, survivalist. Those are different.
Survival expert, survivalist. What's the difference?
Survival expert is someone who's going to go out and survive, you know, after his plane crashes or something.
Okay.
A survivalist is someone who lives their lives like, you know, the end times are tomorrow.
That's got to be fun. Ugh. Well, the world didn't end again today.
You know, they, you know. He,
but he's ready.
Yeah.
He's ready.
That's okay. The difference.
Right. How
Special Forces instructor.
I know this is way off the topic, but how's your guy who lived in the buckskin and wanted a hamburger every now and then?
McDodge?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, that's over, right?
I haven't seen a new show.
Yeah.
Maybe got tired of having the cameras around all the time.
Or maybe it was just a big phony. I never bought it.
There's that possibility.
I never really bought into that. But anyway, okay. He hasn't been around for a while. All right. Because he sounds like he'd be perfect for this. McDodge, just a guy. You know,
yeah, well.
He's a survivalist, right?
I'd say he'd not be perfect for this.
Because he's just too much of a loner?
You know, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't interact with a lot of people.
No, he didn't care to. That was kind of why he bolted for the woods.
Plus, he had his stashes of things.
Yeah, he had that grill and
places.
Jerky and stumps and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, he had his
for the
buddies he could go
right.
Walk into their yard if
he
wasn't going to sleep in a hole in the ground.
He had that naked man hug stuff in the surf, right? With his buddy, his other survival buddy.
Yeah.
I never saw that. I've only heard about it from you.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'd say, you don't need him.
Okay.
We're on to other things.
It's fine.
I think we mined that that out. We fished that river out.
Got all you could out of McDodge, and we moved along. Okay.
Yeah.
We've got Alaskan bush people now.
Yeah. And now we're doing this walk across Africa.
Okay.
They had a guy who was a native navigator, is what they called him. He was from Hawaii. And he was there so they could find their way across the featureless African plains.
Okay.
Just like the water.
You know, that's important to, you know which way you're going. Fine.
And he was kind of a jerk.
Well, why? What made him a jerk?
Because he was bossy right from the